Really lacking some with Ken early. We always need sort of half, at least in my head, I was half thinking about doing this yesterday, but I'm glad we've held off because I've got Ken. And I want to talk about Brendan Rodgers. Not really about the thing, because the thing in and of itself is a little bit dull. But I want to talk about the insecurity and the ramifications that has around football management, Ken. At the minute, Arne Slot is getting a fair bit of criticism, some of which is undoubtedly warranted. 7 months ago, Mikel Arteta was getting a lot of criticism for things that he'd say in press conferences and then performances his team would put in. And right now, he feels as though he's the lord and master of the entire domain. I can't quite work out whether or not with these fellas, going all the way back to, let's sort of say, the early 2000s and someone like Gerard Houllier or even Alex Ferguson, who was obviously a brilliant for both of them, were obviously brilliant football managers. But both and they're sort of the people who followed them, in a number of ways, you are just so often left in a position where you leave yourself open to a great deal of ridicule. Brendan is a bit of an extreme example of that. But other examples do exist. They are available, and Pep Guardiola even is one.
Well, that's what the money is for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, that's what you're getting paid for. Was it Kyle Walker? I forget where we were talking about this. Maybe I was talking to you. Maybe it was you that mentioned it. I can't remember anything. But Kyle Walker, I do remember that Kyle Walker said recently in an interview, basically, I would play football for free. It's all of the other stuff that surrounds it that I think I'm earning the money for. And by the way, I deserve every penny of the gigantic amount of money I get just because it's such a pain in the hole. This was his outlook on his career and his life. For managers, yeah, I mean, the ridicule is insane. I mean, I think Slot had lost one game when I saw the first meme of him mocked up in a Nazi uniform, you know, in the brown jacket and swastika armband. I mean, this was after losing the first game in the run, whichever game that was. I thought, wow, that's pretty spectacular, you know. I mean, to get that we're already here after losing one. But, you know, I mean, it's kind of just sort of become the nature of it.